Welcome back. Well, former Bosasa executive Angelo Agrizi continued his marathon testimony at the State Capture Commission this week. Ranjini Munsami, who's associate editor for analysis at Tiso Blackstar, joins us on the line as she wraps the week that was at the commission up with us with her take on what played out. Thanks so much, Ranjini, for your time this evening. So it's been 7 days of quite intense unraveling, jaw-dropping stuff emerging, and the kind of detail that's come with that, quite astounding as well. You have to be feeling quite staggered a full week in.
Oh gosh, Alicia, it's been quite a week I think for everyone, not just the journalists covering the commission. And that's because of the amount of damning allegations that just keep coming from Agrizi. But it's not just verbal allegations and claims that he's making. He's also presenting documentary evidence, video footage, audio recordings to back up his claims. So this is turning out to be the longest testimony at the commission so far since the public hearing started in August, but it's also by far the most dramatic allegations. And even today, this afternoon, we've had a number of astounding claims that Mr. Agrizi has made, and he's backed it up with an audio recording with his former boss at Bosasa, Gavin Watson, captured rehearsing what he would say to former President Jacob Zuma to get his cooperation to shut down an investigation into Bosasa. So that's where we've ended the week. But as I say, it's been quite a dramatic week of evidence.
Absolutely. Not only evidence, as you say, but it's evidence that is being corroborated simultaneously. So where it is proving to be quite damning for the ANC at this stage, just how hard do you see it hitting the party at the polls?
Well, you know, it's difficult to say what the polls are at the moment because, sometimes voters in South Africa tend to have a short attention span and there could be some clawing back. But I think the immediate impact to the ANC will be this weekend, the registration drive. And they were hoping to have a bumper weekend where, you know, people who had been disillusioned with the party, that they had hoped to get up their spirits and hopefully get people to register if they have moved, and get young voters to register for the first time. But the impact of these allegations we have yet to be seen. But I think, on any rational level, any voter who is wanting to make a considered choice has to be affected by what is coming out. And what is coming out, Alicia, is that high-ranking members of the ANC, yeah, from the former president, two people like NEC member Nomvula Mokonyane, who was previously the head of the ANC campaigns, were allegedly paid by Bosasa. With regard to Ms. Mokonyane, or Minister Mokonyane, Agrizi presented a long list of gifts and favors done for Ms. Mokonyane. Tons of meat and alcohol that were given to her on a regular basis. To the extent of Bosasa having to pay for funerals of her family members and even a cabriolet for her daughter.
Absolutely.
So, that's quite damning, and we yet get a denial from Mokonyane on this.
Ranjini, how convinced are you that this all comes part and parcel of South Africa, cleaning up its act? Because, despite President Cyril Ramaphosa's assurances over in Davos that this is what this represents, it also shows concurrently that corruption is inherent in our politics.
Oh yes, it's an infestation now, Alicia. This is the first set of evidence that's non-Gupta related, and I think the Gupta revelations, things that have come out in the Gupta leaks have, for example, have been bad enough. And this is a whole new set of allegations and, showing the infestation of corruption in the way business has done. But, the problem for the message that President Ramaphosa is giving in Davos, for example, is that he cannot show conclusively that the state is being cleansed of corruption as yet, because to tell the truth, it's not.
Absolutely.
What these are revelations. And it's revelations showing how compromised the South African state is, and how corruption has been normalized in the way business has been done. So with Agrisi's testimony, for example, he showed how numerous contracts from the Department of Correctional Services were deliberately rigged so that they could be awarded to Bosasa. Now, there's nothing to show that with Correctional Services or any other department that this has ceased to happen. Absolutely. That all we have is that they've been exposed, but nobody has been taken to task, nobody has been arrested, brought to trial for any of these cases.
Absolutely, which leads me to my next question and final question, Ranjini. You know, at the end of the day, that's where the focus is. Do you see people fingered here actually being brought to book in a court of law? You know, when just this week we saw charges against Duduzane Zuma having been dropped.
Well, this is a major problem for President Ramaphosa and anybody else who is trying to claim that we've turned the corner, because that still has to be shown. We have a new National Director of Public Prosecutions who starts work in February. But there's, you know, nothing to say that just her appointment will turn things around. We've seen, you know, some change in the management in the Hawks, for example. Yeah. But there's nothing to show that there are now winnable cases that the Hawks is able to present to root out corruption. The same goes for the National Prosecuting Authority, is that they have a long way to go to be able to bring prosecutable cases to court to show that, you know, we've now turned the corner when it comes to corruption.
Absolutely. Well, undoubtedly, still a long way to go. Ranjini, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Ranjini Munsami is Associate Editor for Analysis at TESOL Blackstar.